COVID-19 may be kicking our backsides, but the latest building permit statistics released by the city show the local construction sector is enjoying its best performance in recent memory. Permits issued in 2021 totaled $221.4 million, higher than any of the previous dozen years and easily twice the construction value of any of the previous 5 years. In the 12-year period from 2009 to 2020, the best years were 2011, $169.3 million, 2010, $150.8 million, and 2009, $125.9 million. Last year, 1,125 permits valued at $75 million were issued for local residential projects. A total of 51 permits worth $38.1 million were issued in the institutional and governmental category. 22 industrial building permits added up to $8.4 million. In the commercial sector, there were 113 permits worth $89.9 million. As Sue Today reported last month, major construction projects for which building permits were issued in 2021 included the following: $30 million City of Sault Ste. Marie, Twin Pad Arena and Events Venue at 556 Goulet Avenue. Demolition and remediation of existing structure to commence upon completion. $17,800,000 Extendicare Inc. addition and alteration to existing long-term care facility at 39 Vandel Street. $15 million Ben Pino, to construct a single-story, slab-on-grade retail, grocery store complex at 439 Great Northern Road. $12,400,000 Algoma Power Inc. to construct a 3,627-square-meter operations facility consisting of offices, fleet storage, repair and service area at 251 Industrial Park Crescent. $9,917,261 Sault Ste. Marie Housing Corp. to construct a four-story office building at 540 Albert Street East. $8,000,000,890714 Ontario Inc. permit to install site services for townhouse development at 25 Donna Drive. $4,148,000 Sioux College, interior alterations and renovations at 443 Northern Avenue East. $3 million Plaza Wright, interior alterations and renovations including a demising wall to create two tenant spaces and plumbing, HVAC and electrical work. Home retail complex at 248 Northern Avenue East. $2,700,000 Algoma District School Board, interior alterations to existing building, including energy-efficient upgrades to HVAC, lighting as well as washrooms and window replacement at Prince Charles Secondary School at 550 Northern Avenue East. $2,400,000 BP Investments, interior and exterior renovations, alterations to suit IDA tenant in half of the existing retail outlet building at 219 Trunk Road. $2,329,596 Barry Hines, roofing replacement on retail complex at 200 McNabb Street. $2,260,000 Puck Distributing Inc. remove prefabricated e-house and construct new 132.7 m² substation building with underground services at 601 Third Line East. $2,000,000,000,266,8352 Ontario Inc. interior alterations and renovation in main tower area for retirement residents at 617 Queen Street East. $1,888,100 Algoma District School Board, interior renovations including electrical, mechanical, structural, plus exterior improvements to facade. RO create new entrance canopy at R.M. Moore Public School, 1272 Baseline. $1,764,721 Algoma District School Board, interior alterations including architectural, structural, and mechanical at elementary school, kindergarten at 735 North Street. $1,637,000 Algoma District School Board, install new roofing membrane and 138 windows at board headquarters at 644 Albert Street East. $1,600,000 new single-family dwelling with attached garage and finished basement near the North City Limits. $1,600,000 Algoma Steel Inc. structure to house hydraulic room, electrical rooms and pulpit for plate mill modernization at 513 Wallace Terrace. $1,540,000 Walmart Canada Corp. removal of waste oil system, trench drains and plumbing capped below new slab in Automotive Bay Area, soil testing and removal of any contaminated subsoil, removal of low-level sprinkler line in tire storage rack area at 446 Great Northern Road, $1,527,000, Algoma District School Board, interior renovations and alterations including new washrooms, new boiler room and administrative offices at Isabel Fletcher School, 599 Third Line West, $1,450,000, Algoma University, interior renovations to the Speakeasy Bar, cafeteria at 1520 Queen Street, E, $1,300,000, Algoma District School Board, interior renovations at R.M. Moore Public School, 1272 Baseline, $1,200, 000-189-0714, Ontario Inc. 4 townhouse units at 25 Donna Drive, $1,048,631, Sioux Area Hospital, installing pre-manufactured steel containers for UPS and battery units including new transformers at 750 Great Northern Road, $1,000-189-0714, Ontario Inc. single-story slab on grade 3 unit townhouse with attached garage and covered patio at 25 Donna Drive. Note: there are additional permits for 3 more units at this address, valued at $975,000, $1,000-000-985872, Ontario Inc. second phase of warehouse project at 500 Wellington Street West.